Chapter 6. Whenever business was bad at the furniture store, which was most days, Harry found his thoughts drifting back to the phone call he'd gotten from Ryan Murphy back in 1930 that changed his life forever. Murphy, who'd been the prosecutor in the Ash Weisskopf case, told Harry that a juror had secretly contacted him to complain about threatening phone calls he'd gotten from Harry's law office. Harry was shocked and more than a little puzzled, since he didn't have an office and mostly worked from home during the trial. Murphy wanted to meet, and they agreed that they would each take the train out of town to meet at a coffee shop up in Westchester. Over a cup of coffee, Murphy had handed Harry a manila envelope with the name of the juror and his statement. "What's going on, Harry? Can I call you Harry? Call me Ryan," Murphy whispered across the table. Although they were meeting during the sweet spot between breakfast and lunchtime, the place was mostly empty. "I was surprised to get your message. I don't know what happened, except that I didn't speak to any of the jurors. I don't know who did. I don't even have an office. I mostly work from home," said Harry. "I looked into you before the trial, Harry, and I'm convinced that you didn't do this. But we have to report this, and it's important that we're on the same page." "What do you think will happen if we report it?" "Well, they'll invalidate the verdict. At least I hope so. That's what they should do." "Figures, I get a good case and it's fixed. I should have known," Harry said. He was thinking to himself, "I was so desperate. I took a case from Bob. What a fool I've been." He returned to Ryan. "We'll go see the judge together." "Okay, but I think we should avoid being seen together until we get there. The guys behind all this have more eyes than your average potato." "You've dealt with something like this before, Ryan?" "Let's just say I probably know more about this type of thing than you do, and leave it at that. I'll be in touch about an appointment with the judge," replied Ryan. "Shouldn't we inform the police, too? Maybe before we talk to the judge?" "I don't know what to do." "Harry, all due respect, let me set this up," said Murphy as he grabbed his hat, heading for the door. Harry returned to the city, careful not to sit in the same train car as the prosecutor. The meeting with the judge didn't go as expected. He reviewed the juror's statement, pretending to take his time, considering what was written. "I don't think this changes anything," said the red-faced, porcine judge, waving the papers in the air. "It's all hearsay. We don't even know who, supposedly, called from your office. I've seen it happen before. Thanks for bringing it to my attention. You did the right thing, but I'll take it from here and look into it further," he said, rising from his desk chair to see the men out of his office. Harry and Ryan looked at each other in disbelief, gathered their papers, and exited the office. "I think we should go to the police," said Harry. "Don't do anything. I need to think. Don't do anything yet," replied Murphy. Harry thought, "The hell with this. I gotta get this off my chest." He went directly to the police station. The cop sitting behind the tall reception desk looked at Harry, who seemed respectable looking in a cheap fedora and dark brown suit. The cop, whose nameplate said Sergeant Hannaford, was smoking a cigar. He put it into the ashtray nearby to lean over the tall desk to talk to Harry. "What do you say your name was?" "Leibowitz, Harry Leibowitz. I'm an attorney." "What's this about, Mr. Leibowitz?" "I have something urgent to report," responded Harry, glaring intensely at the cop. "Everybody has something urgent. That's what we do here, you know," said Sergeant Hannaford, rolling his eyes beneath fleshy lids. "This guy's a Hebe. I'll send him to our resident Hebe," thought Hannaford. To Harry, he said, "You'll have to see Detective Wasserman." "Hey, Jim," said Hannaford, calling out to a cop across the room. "Go tell Wasserman an attorney named Harry Leibowitz is here and wants to report something urgent." This last part he said with unmistakable sarcasm. "Thank you, Sergeant," said Harry, summoning all the self-discipline he could muster to avoid rising to the bait. Jim directed Harry to Detective Wasserman's desk down the hall from the main lobby. Wasserman was tall and thin as a rail, smoking like New York would soon be out of cigarettes. He seemed to take a puff for every word he spit out of thin, bluish lips and tobacco-stained teeth. Harry coughed as he removed his hat and sat down. Wasserman didn't sit and ignored Harry's discomfort. Instead, he perched in front of his desk, leaning slightly backward, inhaling each puff from his cigarette like it would be his last. "What can I do for you, Mr. Leibowitz, is it?" "Yes, thanks for your time, Detective Wasserman. I'm here on a most urgent matter. My name is Harry Leibowitz. I was the attorney for the defense in the Ash Weisskopf's case. Maybe you read about it." "Yeah, I followed it pretty closely. I remember seeing your name in the papers." "Congratulations on the win." "So what's the problem?" said Wasserman as he pulled a pad and pencil off his cluttered desk and put on his glasses. "Well, Detective, I'm reporting a crime. I don't know what to do. The prosecuting attorney, Ryan Murphy, recently contacted me about a juror who claims to have been threatened into voting for a not guilty verdict." Harry moved to the edge of the seat, clutching his hat in his hands between his knees. His coughing abated for a moment. "That's interesting. Who is this juror?" Wasserman flicked a cigarette butt into the overflowing ashtray on the edge of the desk and grabbed another one from a pack hiding under piles of paper. "I brought a copy of a statement with me. Murphy and I met with the judge on the case. He dismissed our concerns, but we think there's merit to what the juror stated. I thought I'd better file a report with the police." Harry handed the papers over to the detective, who scanned them thoughtfully. Wasserman took his time lighting the new cigarette. He was thinking. Suddenly, he stood up straight and stuck his other hand out, the one without the cigarette. "Thanks for coming, Mr. Leibowitz. You're right to report this. I'll take it from here. Please leave your address and phone number at the front desk. I'll call you if I need you." Wasserman shook Harry's hand and pushed him out the office door, none too gently. Harry stood for a moment, a bit stunned, as Wasserman practically slammed the door on him, almost catching his suit jacket. He put on his hat, stopped at the desk, gave his address and landlord's phone number to the desk sergeant, and exited the station through the heavy oak doors onto the street. Harry felt at a loss. Neither the judge nor Detective Wasserman seemed to care too much about this serious incident. He wondered why. He contacted Ryan. "I went to the police, spoke to a Detective Wasserman, a Yid," said Harry. "What were you thinking, Harry? Don't you know half those guys are on the take?" said Ryan, shaking his head. "What did I do?" thought Harry. "What'll happen now?" Finally, Ryan said, "I set up a meeting with the DA for the end of next week. Meet me there."